Om Shanti. Good morning. Baba doesn't tell us just to keep silent, but also how silence is transformative. That the silence that the soul needs to go into, the silence that the soul needs to practice, is that silence which catches, which tunes in to the energy of the soul, of the self, and of course the energy of Baba. And it is that silence that then starts to really transform the soul very deeply. There are many levels of silence, many aspects to silence. But while we're here in these few hours, and probably whilst we're in Madhuban, the silence that is probably most valuable to practice is the silence that is incorporeal, the incorporeal silence. The silence where I dissolve things, I open up, and I absorb what Baba is giving to the soul. So how do I begin? How to begin to be soul conscious? We hear every day in the Muli, consider yourself to be a soul. And until this becomes a very deep, personal and silent experience, then I will find it, with time, I will find it boring. But what does it mean to take the first step into soul consciousness, to be really, really silent? We are very used to using our mind, our intellect and our sanskars a lot. Thinking, understanding, expressing. And the first step in soul conscious silence to become incorporeal is let I, the soul, step away from these three things. From thoughts, creating a lot of thoughts, but we like ideas, so we create thoughts. Understanding, we like to go into things, analyze things, expressing. We want to be able to show our emotions or our feelings. But in the incorporeal silence, I go beyond those three things and just become a point and go back to my original nature of complete, complete peace. And this is called the state of awareness. I am aware that I exist, but I do not create thoughts. I don't go into the trying to understand it, not whilst I'm in meditation, in deep meditation. And this all is actually a matter of very deep practice, just to collect my energy, focus on the center of my forehead and be very still. Very still. I, the soul. How long does it take? Yes, we probably need a thought, but in that thought becomes the jump into a state of awareness. For example, I may be creating many thoughts. I am a soul. I am peaceful. I am a point. But the idea is that I may have a thought or two, but then I hold it. And then I just become conscious that I exist as a soul. And go into very, very, very deep peace. This is the incorporeal silence. Well, the second step of incorporeal silence is this detachment from myself. You've often heard Daddy and Baba speak of going beyond your nature, sanskars and personality. And sometimes people ask, how is this possible to go beyond my nature, my sanskars, my personality? Because these are all connected with, you know, sanskars and thinking and intellect. It's when I connect with my original self, particularly the quality of just being peaceful. And so making that connection with I, the soul, my original quality, my original form, I go beyond. Often you hear this term used by Barbara a lot, just go beyond. But what does it mean to go beyond? Because I'm always stuck here. I am in action. But at the time of meditation especially, it's a very good opportunity to go beyond. And going beyond is, yes, first of all, detaching from this personality and nature and connecting with the eternal reality of the self, of being just that soul, and then going home, to go home. Just a second, one thought and just one second. Should not take long. But you know, to do this in one thought, in one second, I do have to practice. This is what makes us different in terms of the spiritual power we have and hold. Because this is not so much knowledge as actual practice. And because the soul does get careless or lazy in practice, it cannot empower itself even though it has the knowledge. So going home. And in that home, I experience that world of liberation. I have returned to my eternity. I have returned to my liberated state. I am there. And this is where the consciousness, the original consciousness is, I am. Not I was, I will be, I am. Where am I? I am there. I'm in the home. And this is not imagination. This is not a visualization. This is reality. And I use my thought to go there, and then I get into that state of awareness. This is all very subtle. And the problem is with the subtle is this, if there's any interference, it can quickly dissolve. And this is why I have to keep practicing. The subtle comes not just from having the knowledge, it comes from the practice and the refining. When you see a ballet dancer, you know, she does certain steps in a second, in 2 seconds. Makes a jump, twirls in a second, 2 seconds. But she has practiced for many, 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 many hours to get that right. And it's the same here. Baba often speaks of this. Often, often in Sakam Mulis, in Avyat Mulis, 1 second, not even a minute. 1 second, one thought. And what stated my consciousness is in the last Muli Baba said, everything depends on the second. Everything is second. And he said, don't take this lightly. So when we say experiment in yoga, yes, it is the experiment where we get the experience, but also speed. The constant experimentation and practice makes the soul very strong. So a time of great chaos and peacelessness, it's able to perform according to its role as Brahman, that is, bestower of mercy, bestower of peace. You know, this takes practice. We practice together in experimentation, but also we have to practice alone. And so there's this whole day today, whether it's at lunchtime eating in silence, whether it's in the afternoon walking, in the evening, you know, it's just this practice of becoming incorporeal, bodiless. Again, how many times have I heard it? And then let me compare it. How many times have I felt it? Because this bodiless incorporeal practice, this is what gives the soul the subtle power, which is not useful just for the future, but it's useful now. If I'm in a situation of chaos or bad feeling in relationship, how quickly can I move? Or does my intellect get engaged? Do my mind go into expansion? I have the awareness, this is not useful, and immediately I go in, become incorporeal, and become a bestower of peace in that situation. So one thought, one second, going beyond, going to the home. This is where I came from, home. This is the residence of my beloved father and mother. This is the residence of my whole family, my brother souls. Connecting with the home, I connect with the pure land. And in this pure connection, that is when there is rejuvenation and recharging of the soul. It's gotten unstuck, it's unplugged itself from all the sockets, you know, here on the earth. Relationships, time, nature, and then the vices of ego, especially attachments, many sockets. Yeah, and they're all taking the energy of the soul. Becoming corporeal, I unplug, go home. Home. Sweet home. The land of sweet silence. And say again, I'm saying these words now, but actually, if I have the awareness of the home, the sweetness of the home, the power of the home, then I don't need these words. We use these words because we have to describe something. We need descriptions. And in the home, this is where I make the connection. Connection with the one who is eternally there for me, whether as I am a child, whether I am a student, a server. But even then, I don't have to go. I know enough, about Baba, I don't have to go into many thoughts, descriptions. I just plug in. I just connect. You know, when there's very deep love, there's very deep understanding, you don't need words, do you? You don't need thoughts, too many thoughts. Just awareness, presence. So traffic control also is, yeah, constantly experimenting. So could I watch my thought? How long did it take? Because a part of experimentation and practice that I do during the day is, for example, whether it's a difficult situation and I have to really go in, whether it's traffic control and I have to go in and go up, I can observe how long it takes. How long did it take to really just get into that thought, I am a soul? Usually it takes about 5 seconds, I am a peaceful soul. Depends, peaceful in some languages is shorter, so it may take a bit less, but usually it's about a 5 second exercise, or, you know, I am a peaceful soul. And I experiment with that during the day, I am a peaceful soul. And I've got to say it not with my intellect, but with my awareness. It's a very big difference. Not just think it with my thoughts, but also with my awareness. And if I practice that, I am a peaceful soul with deep awareness. Because sometimes we think we're practicing an experiment, but it's very superficial. So then it doesn't attract me. When something is superficial, after a while it doesn't attract because there's not the real experience. And we did it once with a group of souls during a retreat, the 5 second exercise, practice it 15 times during the day, the next day 20 times, the next day got it down to 4 seconds, I am a soul. I am that eternal being, I am a soul. And that was practiced about 25 times. Anyway, finally we got down to 1 second, I the soul, or I soul. Om Shanti. Om Shanti is about 1 second. So these little reminders that Baba is constantly giving us, they're very subtle but so powerful. But they're so subtle that the intellect sometimes doesn't get it. And although sometimes certainly explanation is needed, but also I have to not get too lost in explanations and just go back to, you know, to the subtle direction that Baba is giving in order to become really soul conscious. So this experiment, we can call it experimentation, we can call it practicing, we can call it self-training, whatever we like. But this is what Brahma Baba did, this is what Mama did, this is how they became strong. They practiced over and over again the basic essences. And that gave them such a power inside that their intellect became very clear. And, you know, it then will help a lot in actions that I have to perform. Clarity, quick, accurate discernment, all these things will come. if the incorporeal practice and the connection with the incorporeal is there. This is why sometimes we get tired of classes we say about these things. But when we have experience, we'll never get tired. Pure experience never bores the soul, never tires the soul. It keeps pure experience, genuine experience, keeps me enthusiastic. It keeps me full of faith. So this home, and in the home, the eternal friend, the Father, the light, love, whatever I wish to choose. So I think we can now, for the next half hour or more, practice this incorporeal exercise, coming in, going up the home, the Father. So there'll be a bit of commentary, but then just silence, and then see how far one is able to stay in that awareness, in that consciousness. So just sit comfortably. I become still. I collect the energy of my thoughts. I try to hold one thought, just one thought. I turn inwards, holding this one thought. The thought of my genuine self, my true self, my eternal self. I, the soul. I go deeper into the silence. I detach from nature, from my sanskaras, from what I call this personality. And I begin to feel my eternal self, as I step away from movement of my thoughts, the movement of my understanding, and I just tune in to what I truly am. I am a soul. I am a peaceful being. I remain in this awareness. I am
absorb, peaceful, quiet. A point, just a point in the middle of this forehead. I glow. I am light. A point. I remain in a deep serenity, in the deepest peace. I am a song. And with one thought, one determined and loving thought, in 1 second I go beyond. I move, I fly beyond this body, time, matter, the other actors. I go beyond this corporeal life. The world of eternal freedom. I've come back again. Home. I remember. I remember this pure land. This land of liberation and light. This land of eternal silence. I remember. I've been here before. This is home for me and for all the actors in the play down below. They must all come here. I remain here. I feel free. And I remember my original purity. eternally. I belong here to the home. Still, a very still light, an orange light. Still. Pure, a peaceful light. I feel at one with myself. Let me remain. There is no past here, no past. Everything's gone. I'm free. I'm in this world of eternity where there's only purity. in my home, I see another light. A light. Gentle. Soft. Powerful. A stable light. Radiating light. In the home. I feel this light is welcoming me, inviting me to come closer. And closer. And I move closer and closer to that light. And I remember you, my father, Baba, the silent one. The loving one. The compassionate one. I remember you. And you also remember me. The long lost and now found child. I've come back to our home. Baba, I am here. With you, absorbed in your welcoming light. I feel so free. There is only eternity, and we exist together in eternity. No past, no past. And even no future in the home, only the present. You and me. In the eternal present, beyond time. Baba, Father. You and me. And I begin to feel my brother souls are remembering you also. And they are returning also. To our home, and they also feel this bond of you and me. Each one feels this. Each of us remembers you. With love. We belong in this eternity, no separation, no separation. the Father, each child, and the whole family. Home. I'm so happy to be home again after so many lives. Home with you and with them, my brothers. Souls, peace, divine peace, unity, complete unity. In eternity, there's only purity, natural purity, natural connection. Father, Baba, let me remain here. And it is in the home that we experience very, very deeply the significance and the eternity of Om Shanti. Being in the home, being in the consciousness of this companionship, of this relationship, of this friendship, the soul feels this is the most fulfilling experience. The most fulfilling experience is when the soul really goes beyond and feels the affection and the care of the most purest of beings. We forget maybe sometimes that Baba is the purest of beings and what that means. The home, in the home, no soul is ever rejected.
it belongs. When I understand this, then there is an attitude of unity, of being inclusive with other souls as well. Because experience doesn't come just by experimenting and practicing. This is the danger, that it may become just technical. But true and permanent experience of the divine, of the spiritual, is very, very much connected with the attitude. Technically, yes, I concentrate my thought, but I don't concentrate my thought just with my mind. I concentrate my thought with all of my awareness and with my attitude. Then it's no longer technical. I'm not having technical meditation or just experimenting. I'm really moving into it with all of my being. It's something that happens from all of me, not just my mind, not just my intellect, not just my feelings. But the first step to this attitude of permanent good feelings and love is understanding. I need to understand where Baba is, how he is, and how he is relating to all the souls of this play. And I'm learning this to be the same. Every Brahman has this. This is why Baba says they are the ancestors. So attitude, very, very crucial in maintaining a positive, a divine spiritual experience. And this comes from my daily attention. It's not something that I just learn it just with a lesson. It's again, I've got to put an attention on it. And two things that are very important in connecting with Baba, he mentions them often: it's purification and liberation. And how do I experience this purification and liberation? Because people often ask this question: how to be free of a weakness that comes again and again? Purification and liberation becomes a reality for the self when there's honesty, letting, I really let go. And I don't identify. When we come closer to Baba, what happens is the soul will surrender itself, give itself. And this is the feeling, the next feeling after the surrender is the feeling of being accepted.
And this feeling of being accepted by the Father makes change, deep change, possible. If I do not feel I am accepted, I will hesitate. I will not even maybe know exactly how to change. Baba Sakash has to go deep into the sanskars, and to go deep there has to be an opening. And the opening will come if I just trust and believe. Nothing more. Trust and believe. Yes. Baba is taking me back to how actually he sees me and I don't see myself. He takes me back to my pure state. In the home, in the connection, I am liberated. Quite automatically, you know, I mean, the more trust the soul has, the less processes it will have to go through. God's energy is selfless. Only God, that one being, has selfless energy. Okay, now also Brahma Baba has. And they're both there, mother and father working. And we feel this, but we have to remain very surrendered, very attentive during that time of tapasya. So that can go very deep into the self and heal and clean. God doesn't mind doing this work. It's his job, every kalpa. And I can block him by me rejecting me. Or very often it's not others who are rejecting me, certainly not Baba, it's me rejecting me. I'm somehow, even subconsciously, identifying with a weakness or with a personality characteristic, feeling guilty, feeling whatever negative thing, regret. And Baba in the home whispers to the soul over and over again, you know, you're not that, you have a bad memory, very bad memory. You're not that. Yes, Maya is there, but you are not that. I have to again trust and believe. Surrender is based on trust and belief, believing, faith. And so being in front of Baba, the benevolent purifier, this is when I make a decision. God can't move unless I make a decision. I decide, yes, truly I will be free. I wish to be free. Truly, I don't identify with this limitation. I become like you, Baba, unlimited. Very, very confidently, very quietly, very deeply. And in that silence, very precious silence, because it's between just two. You and, where's the Baba? You and me. Father and me. Very private. But the result of this private meeting has big universal consequences. When these two, the father and the child, really come together, and the child is liberated from the past, when this child doesn't identify with, you know, weaknesses or other things, then Baba is able to give his inheritance, which are his sanskaras. You know, he gives them. He gives them in a way that the soul stimulates its original sanskaras in that way. And then the soul, it becomes very, very precious to others. It's able to serve many others. So this very quiet, personal, private meeting, you know, they say in French, tête-à-tête, you know, with the father, then on that point, then the service of the world takes place. This is yoga, remembrance, tapasya, meditation, the union of me with the Father. Because often we hear this statement, you know, I'm the purifier, I liberate you from yourself. What? How does it work? This is how it works. I understand. I experience a little. It stimulates me to trust more, have deeper faith, open more, and the very deep sense of being accepted. Because it's the sense of being accepted that creates the feeling of belonging. They do go together. And it is a sad mistake, and it is a very sad limitation when the child can't make properly that jump of trust. You know, it's like Baba's welcoming, inviting, pulling. Soul doesn't move too much. It's stuck somewhere. So in silence, I get rid of my stickiness. So I do need this understanding, this type of understanding in terms of my relationship with Baba and what he is and what he does, to help me go deeper into silence. Into that silence that is, Baba calls it, the fire of yoga. But the things that stop me experiencing, emerging the best of what I am, what I eternally am, you know, these things are burnt away. Burning. The burning is very cool, very pleasant. Because in that burning, where the soul has opened and trusted, there's a current of forgiveness, especially of one's own self. And forgiveness of the self means I decide not to work under old limitations again and again and again and again. I decide not to. I decide for something much better. This is the real forgiveness of the self, in the sense that no, I use those old things, I will not again.
soul feels very confident of the companionship, the relationship and the friendship with Baba, with God, and it will work. Companion is closeness. Companionship is this closeness. Relationship, the feeling of eternally belonging. And friendship, equality. Because Baba loves the soul, wants the soul to become equal. So when we go now into Tapasya, we'll do it longer. The next session of meditation will be much longer. It's actually, yes, with Baba in front. Liberated, purified. Think of all these things that we shared now. Opening. Not identifying with the weakness, but you see, I have to, the weakness or the purification is, I recognize that this block is there. And I don't feel guilty about it. I detach from it and I offer it. You have to offer the blocks. If they're very deep, you know, some are so deep. Habits, personality, some are so deep. The only way to offer them, you have to detach. I must detach from it. I must recognize it, but also detach. And let the current of yoga liberate me. The soul. A liberated soul is a masterpiece of God's work, you know, like a liberated soul can do and be anything. Is everything to everyone. There's no selfishness. So in the evening will be the practice of the angelic, but you know, there's this, the incorporeal, the silence, and I go into the incorporeal silence. And I go into the silent and very deep connection where there's the loving purification and the liberation. And then, yeah, the soul moves into that angelic silence. In that liberation, purification, the soul especially feels these three things: companionship, friendship, relationship. And the memory returns. The angelic form, the deity form, the worship-worthy form, which is based on the speciality that God emerged in the soul, that God could see in the soul, and the soul used it for service. So silence in the incorporeal, yes, I'm still absorbed, surrendered. But silence is also active. I relate, I become a friend, I surrender. And it's like I'm willing to look at myself. And also I look at myself through Baba's eyes. So I see the original, the eternal, and the predestined.
Predestined, yes. The soul is destined to be angelic, to be a deity. So in that deep purifying silence where things are cleared, the soul is able to see these things. The original, the eternal, and the predestined. And it feels very full. It feels, yes, a sense of purpose is there. The meaning, the whole sense of meaning of this life, this Brahmin life, this spiritual life. So all these little steps don't need to be fast. Eh? Take them a bit at a time. Take my time, for example. I'm in that state of trust. Let me remain there for a little while. Feel what that trust is. Surrender. Acceptance. Feeling this acceptance from the Father, from Baba. Actually, Baba accepts every soul as his child. Eh? But what Daddy was saying this morning, you know, the elder brother, the ancestor souls are the elder ones who help, who cooperate with the younger ones. At the roots of the tree, the Brahmins at the roots of the tree. They cooperate with all the whole tree. So acceptance, yes. The Father has always accepted me as I am, what I am. It's I who put the spanner in the works, as they say. I'm, you know, my own mind creates certain barriers. God is not a creator of barriers. You know? It's quite the opposite. But you see, when the soul goes very deep into that silence and that connection, it's able to see Baba Sanskars very well, and the personality of God, how it actually works. Very, very benevolent. Very benevolent. And it becomes the standard for the soul. Yes, this is the way I must also learn to act. It takes a bit of time, but not a long time. If on the daily basis I have this thought and this wish to be liberated, because to be liberated means then the soul is available for Baba and he can use that soul to serve. So let's now experiment with this deeper meaning, deeper meeting, this deeper feeling of liberation and coming closer to Baba. And in the evening you can get ready to fly. We may do it before. So this meditation now is going to be it's much longer, and you could incorporate a bit of the first one if you like. I'm just going to give the commentary for this second part, but then if you like, you can later on add the first part as well. Up to you. So it'll be till 12:30. And remember the practices, little practices during afternoon. Yeah? 1 second going up, what I can do. just become still. Let me become very still. Silence. I become still. I move inward. I, a point of being, a point of eternal existence in this body of matter. I sit on the throne of my forehead, radiating energy to this material body. I become aware. I wake up to what I am, to who I am. And I realize the subtlety and the power of my being. I wish to concentrate with all of my awareness. I wish to concentrate from my heart, from my deepest feelings, and come close to the Beloved One, the True One. Concentrate and I go beyond. With deep happiness, I move beyond. Come home. Home. The home of sweet light, of eternal peace. Home. Where I am at one with myself. Home. I remain in my home and I remember my original purity, my original peace. I remember. I remain. In this awareness, the home, the stillness, and the light. Stillness and the light. Have found you again, or you have found me. I come closer, closer, and I remember this eternal friendship, this immortal companionship. And this relationship of truth that I have been searching for many lives, many, many lives. Father, I remain here beside you. Begin to realize I need to let go. In this world of eternity, I realize I get caught up in silly things, little things, making them so important. But now, with this perspective of eternity, I remember the best in myself, and you remind me, you encourage me to achieve the purest, best. And you often tell me it's possible. It's possible. In fact, it's certain. I have changed. I have transformed many times before. And I, the soul, am doing that again. But I need to absorb the purifying current from you. The pure one. The selfless one. and in this trust. And in this faith. I begin to will myself to this change. I become willing to let go and forgive everything. No fear. No past. No excuse. No guilt. All is accurate. In the drama down below, it was and is all accurate. I just remain in this eternal present under your vision, Father. And as I trust, as I open, I feel you have always accepted what I am. We go deeper and deeper into silence. There are no thoughts. Just an attitude of trust, of belonging. I belong to myself, my true self, and Baba, yes, I belong to you. And I belong to the whole tree of life. But now, in this moment of pure silence, you purify. Given the strength to let go, of wounds and the bitterness that comes with wounds. You encourage me to let go, really let go of the past. Of guilt, of anger, of the feeling of injustice. Forget it, you say. Forget it. Leave it. And remember the one. Remember me, you say. And I do this. In the silence, I remember you. And in this remembrance, I receive the vision, the feeling, the understanding of my pure self, my eternal self, my predestined self. I am that. In eternity, I am that. Baba. You cleanse and liberate to the power of your love. And all I have to do is remember you, to remain under that light of protection, that light of selfless love. Just remain in this light, in your light, and let go. I let go of me, the old me. I am a soul. I am an angel. I am a deity. The Father is creating this new me. Soul. Pure soul. Angel. Compassionate angel. And deity, complete deity. My Father is serving me in this world of eternity. I remain here with you because I wish to let go. I want to return to my original freedom and to the original friendship I had with all souls. But I know I have to be clean. I have to be liberated from my selfish needs. And it is happening. It is happening. In the silence. I am being liberated. I'm being made ready to enter the drama once again. The confluence in order to serve, and in the golden in order to express. But now, in the silence, with your Sarkash, I'm letting go of everything useless, wrong supports, wrong ideas. I'm letting go. predestined self. I remain here. The awareness. Of the purifier. I remain here. In the awareness. Of my liberation. Baba, you are making me aware of my original self and my predestined self. Pure soul, the essence. Compassionate angel, the server, complete deity.